Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the latest update of White Noise for free. White Noise, the extremely popular app that helps millions sleep better, now allows you to share your audio experiences with the entire White Noise community. Download White Noise for free by TM Soft from iTunes or Google Play. And don't forget to give them a 5-star review to show your support for TMOS, TM Soft, and our boy Tomo.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, I'll be honest with you. When a news story breaks, it doesn't really mean anything to me unless it affects me.
True. You.
Me. And normally Friday, I can count on an easy commute because, as you know, Thursday is the new Friday.
Yeah, especially during the summer flex time.
Exactly. But today it was all screwed up because Metro, our storied DC mass transit system, had a derailment.
Service disruptions.
Absolutely. And not only did it mess up service on the subway itself, but there were rubbernecking delays because it was on an above ground part of
Orange and Silver Lines, which now makes sense why there's no parking even when you want to pay for it.
Exactly. So we want to get to the bottom of this Metro Rail derailment, and so we have booked our best contact within the system. Ladies and gentlemen, the Metro Conductor. Metro Conductor? Hello?
It must be the derailment.
He's been derailed.
Maybe his line was derailed.
He's on his silver line. You know what? It just occurred to me. I know what he wants. He wants to be introduced as the Metro Rail Conductor.
Hello.
How are you? Forgive me. I'm sorry I didn't have the pot up. Been here.
I'm only capable of answering you if you play the sound effect. That's the only way it goes.
He was there the whole time. All right, there was a derailment today.
A SPIWAC derailment.
There was a derailment today. Can you give us a synopsis of what happened?
Orange line of Farragut, Foggy Bottom. Forrest Glen at Eisenhower DuPont. This is Orange Line. Doors open on the
Mr. Conductor, the Silver Line is brand new.
Shiny and new.
Greensboro. Friendship. It's red line of Friendship Heights. Doors opening on the pre-party.
How could a new line of rail derail?
Having a clue. I don't have a clue. This Metro Grosvenor Strathmore Bay Red Line, Silver Line, Blue, Green, Red, Purple.
Now the amazing thing here is that this is not the first thing that something has gone wrong. This summer, there's been... You still haven't explained the smoke. Mm-hmm. Remember the smoke?
Yes.
And then all this single tracking. Does this have to do with too much sort of pressure being put on the Metro system?
Smoke that cigarette.
That's right. That's not an answer.
That's your explanation?
This is the red line to Morgan Boulevard. Silver line, sorry. Now, the door's open on the red. Left.
Mr. Conductor, what's also shocking is that You've been going through, Metro overall has been going through all these safety precautions
yes.
and shutdowns to avoid this type of incident.
I have today's forecast for you.
Sounds like he's on the white line.
Yeah. Will this affect people that are riding the green line, sir?
I have a question. I've got a question for you.
Yes, please. Yeah.
What stop has the orange, silver, blue, yellow, and green line?
East. No, it's...
Oh, I know.
What?
Metro Center.
La Farm Plaza.
Oh. Hey, you can't turn this around on us.
Yeah.
You can't turn this around on us. This is your problem.
Yeah, turn around.
Two people, although they said there are no injuries, two people are under observation because of this derailment. How do you... Oh, are you going to sing?
Every time I think I what see the Metro line, doors open on the right.
This just in, this is off social media.
Yes.
What happens and how safe can Metro actually be when the trains derail on safe track?
Yes.
That's crap. That's a load of crap. That's a... Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, doors open on the
path. I heard a rumor. Will you entertain a question?
Yes.
Thank you. That the reason this derailment happened is the driver of the train ignored a red signal because he was in a hurry to get to his break. Is that true?
I have a riddle for you.
This is the most clear you've ever talked. I love riddles.
What is the similarity between the DC Metro system and TMOS?
What is that?
You ready?
Yes.
They're both off the rails.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
They scared us about weed constantly. It would be on our sitcoms. We'd be watching Saved by the Bell. We'd be having a great old time. And then suddenly, a character we had not seen before would show up with some weed and the episode would stop cold in its tracks. And they'd always hold the joint. The bad guy would hold the joint in like a villainous way. They'd always offer the joint in a way that no one ever holds a joint, like it's a skull in a Shakespeare play. And now it's legal, and that is great news. Unless you're a weed dealer, and then it is terrible news. And I don't just mean because they're about to lose out to Amazon.com. I more feel bad for weed dealers because they're about to find out that we only showed them a certain amount of politeness because they had an illegal product. And we don't show that same politeness to people who deliver legal products. Like when the Chinese food delivery guy comes, we don't let him hang out after he's delivered the Chinese food. And we definitely don't give him some of the Chinese food. He's never like, hey, can I get in on those dumplings? And we're like, yeah, we're all friends.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
How are you? We are rocking and rolling from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. By the way, that little metro bit we did at the beginning of the show, that's for people in Washington.
Yeah.
That's where our show originated. That's where most of my career was spent in Washington, D.C. For those of you that listen around the country and the world, I will tell you, if you ever come to D.C., and nothing gives me more satisfaction than when I get an email or a message from someone who has come to our fair city and ridden our metro system and heard the metro conductors on our rail system and felt great joy because they know what I've been doing with the voice of that metro conductor is so incredibly accurate that they unhinge their jaw.
I would say I get two messages this a week this summer from people that are coming into D.C. to vacation.
Right.
And they ride the metro and they say,
it does sound
oh my God, they're not making it up.
Not exaggerating.
We are on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. Our phone lines are always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Our show today brought to you by ZipRecruiter. We have been telling you about ZipRecruiter and how efficient it is and how wonderful it is if you are working in the HR department at your business or you have your own small business that you're running and you need to hire people. ZipRecruiter is the place to go because you need to post your job on all of the top job sites. And now you can do it with ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job on all the top sites, even social media, Facebook, Twitter, all of them. Find candidates in any city for any industry. That's nationwide. Just post once, and then you can watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more useless emails, no more phone calls to your office. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. That is ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS, and do it today, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're glad to have you with us. In the middle of that bit that we were doing, Little Hands came into the studio.
Is he running around?
Periodic.
Or is it your wife?
No, it's my little guy.
He knows it's showtime.
And he had a big day yesterday, no?
Oh, we had a big day yesterday. Yeah, we had a big day. Yeah, lots of fun. Yeah, my right in the middle of taping our bonus show yesterday, I was alerted to an email.
Red alert.
I've seen lit candles that didn't melt down like that.
Yeah, you know what? And in fairness to Mrs. O'Mara, she lives with this. You guys have lived with it. I need to, you know, I wish I had a magic pill that I could pop when the stress level starts to get to me like that. Bottom line, hey, thank you, Blue Cross. The wrong code was put in. God,
you're kidding.
That.
Simple data entry error?
Yeah, we were talking about it during the show yesterday. I got an alert that said, hey, we're not covering your surgery. That put me in a pretty good mood. As Oscar said, and I believe it. I think they do it on purpose. I think they count on people just being so intimidated by the system that maybe they screw you that way.
All the time. And then you give your customer a heart attack. Yeah. And then they're like, what am I going to do? And then you call and you're like, wrong code.
Yeah, they try to trick. It's like the old joke is a guy says, can I borrow $50, $40? What do you need $30 for? They try to trick you without you noticing. And then, you know, there are a certain number of people that will probably go, that sucks. I guess I'll just pay it. And, you know, you go with it, and that's what they're hoping for.
Carla, come in here for a minute, please. Please, just for 1 second.
Why are you going to respect the show?
Yeah.
Come on. Jesus Christ.
Stop that. I have to answer this question. How bad was my meltdown? How bad was my meltdown with the insurance company yesterday? On a scale of 1 to 10. Just not even coming to the microphone.
Yeah. Wow.
When are you leaving, Carla?
I'm sorry, what? She said I've aged her.
Yeah. Wow.
I've aged her.
You've taken a delicate flower and okay, you've ruined
just
her.
Say hello to the boys for a second please. So I know you're really here. Please. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm really here.
You look more youthful than ever, Carla.
You look great.
Yes.
Are the bags packed?
And I'm ready to go. Just for a second, please.
Mike, this, for those
no,
of you
she
at
doesn't
home,
want to come on the show.
Mike really thinks she's going to leave.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think. You're not leaving me today, right? What's that?
I'm not leaving
today.
You.
Today. No, until the paperwork's done.
2 week notice.
Today.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's cabin fever. Maybe it's something. You don't need that. It happened to me right when I left the hospital. The day I left, when the physical therapist called and said, "We don't have you in our system." So that was the first time. And then the second time was just like, "Hi. This is the multi-zillion dollar surgeon's office, and they're not paying."
I have a song for Carla, Mike. Need to go. Yeah. I'm standing
here outside your door. Dear Mike.
To wake
you
up
to say goodbye. You
well, much like Hillary Clinton in government, I've got experience. So I can...
Oh, no! I'll show you.
I've been down this road before. I did it before I knew you, and I can do it after you're gone.
No fuss, no muss.
I don't know.
Like, you aren't that bad.
No.
At least for us.
Here's and also, the thing. You're, exactly you're better.
This is my crime. And it's a legitimate crime, which I copped to. Mm-hmm. And this is this piece of paper right here would be my computer.
Okay.
And I went into Carla with the computer open, and I said, "Read this."
Oh, no.
Because it was just so... You know what? They're in these offices and they they don't have any. It's not them. It's not their ass. So they type this thing out that says, "Sorry," and they just lay it out on you without any thought about stress level or mental health. And that's the whole system, though. They've been talking about it. Politicians talk about it. That's where we all are. But it was a code. Some douche. Put a wrong number in the system, and that's it. And then they said, "No problem." Well, never mind. That's how they kind of handle it. They screw up something that literally puts somebody's stress level off the charts, and then they say, "Never mind."
This four looked like a nine.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a sex change.
How did you apologize?
By saying I was wrong and I was very, very sorry.
Yes.
And I went in to get my sushi and limped into the grocery store.
Hobbled.
And when I came out, I got a $14 bouquet of flowers.
That's very sweet. See, look at you.
That's what I did. Yeah.
It's all how you respond.
Now, the flowers were for Carla or... Were they for the insurance company?
They were very funny. Very, very, very funny. And the other thing I said to her last night when I was lying in bed and she came in to tend to my wounds, I said, "The profanity bothers you?" No, I'm sorry.
She said, "Mike, do you know how they used to deal with people with bad tempers at the diamond mines?"
It's called hobbling.
They wouldn't kill them. That would be like getting rid of a Mercedes that had a busted spring.
Anyway, it's just I understand as best I can that this whole thing has made me a little squirrely. The inability to do certain things. Although I'm making great progress, I have to tell you, this is the stage of the recovery where you want to make more progress. And then it enters into your mind that I've got the right one that I'm going to do too. I'm going to feel great when I know that I'm really almost there.
Can I offer
you... that's not going to be for multiple weeks.
An encouraging thought, though.
Yes.
Is that we work with you on a daily basis.
Yes.
And yesterday was sort of an outlier because something got thrown at you that you truly did not expect and were not prepared to handle. Yeah. But
there,
I will say...
There was... I mean, we did visit Fit City.
But leading up to it... Last week,
like having a fit,
yeah,
I had a full fit. Yeah, if you want a
Pittsburgh,
you want to take a trip to Pittsburgh.
show title.
Mike O'Mara had a Fitbit yesterday that was like no other. I truly melted
but
down.
If you take yesterday out,
I've always hated insurance companies.
If you take yesterday out of the thing because it's an outlier, it really is a statistical deviation. This week you have been more positive and in a better mood than you have been in 2 months. Because
knew
a lot of the intangibles have been removed. You had the operation. You're feeling better. You're on your way to recovery. Mm-hmm. So also, if you say that the next procedure is going to put you through the same duress, I disagree.
Because
you know
it'll
be much better because you know what to expect.
Great point.
Yeah, I just, it's the man, the system, and
but
and
you
all
did,
that.
You did not take the exit to Pittsburgh until you got that email between shows.
And it was like like flipping a Frankenstein knife switch, the big switch.
Because they're such
boom
bastards. They're just so
Fit City.
It's just, you know, I mean, and then they lay the never mind on you. And after, you know, you have looked at the financial duress of that potential situation, you know. It's scary, man.
There's multiple zeros behind that bill.
I gotta tell you.
A comma even.
Yeah.
Look, our listeners are filled with, we have tons of people that have dealt with this situation.
Everybody.
I cannot begin to tell you. I can't begin to tell you how much my heart goes out to people that get what is described as perhaps a catastrophic illness and how they have to live with that and deal with that. And it's just more evidence that we've got more work to do. And, it's crazy. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. But the I think it demonstrated the fragile nature of me that being in the house and cooped up and not being able to do anything.
How long since you've gone out and done something? I know, like grocery and
some
stuff.
Some rascal
that doesn't count.
I can go out and, I told you I rode the rascal scooter out there and bopped around. Yeah, and now I'm, hobbling around. I go to the grocery store and stuff.
That doesn't really count.
I can't do anything. I can't really do anything.
Can you drive?
Not yet. No, I got to wait till the end of next week to drive.
That's got
to
be a mind F.
That is a total mind up. You don't feel like you have any freedom, and you feel kind of like take cabin fever that people talk about in the dead of winter and multiply it. And the fact is you're just kind of limited to what you can do. I have a computer. I have a television set. I have a book. That's it. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm not doing a pity party. I'm telling you why I tend to kind of go off the deep end occasionally if something goes slightly astray. I did get out yesterday, and I will turn a negative to a positive because my little guy, with all the hockey players that I ever played with that played in the NHL, friends of mine that were in the NHL that played for the Washington Capitals, the one thing you hear all the time about Canadian hockey players is that they are on skates when just after they can walk,
they play in their backyard.
Yes, they play in the backyard. So this is the first thing I've done with my son of a truly athletic nature. I've taken him out to the driving range to hit golf balls.
Right.
Yesterday, the little guy, just 3 years old, got on skates for the first time, and I will get a thank you out to the person that gave him, I think right around the baby shower time.
Gretzky, Wayne Gretzky.
Somebody gave Carla a pair of skates. A listener sent Carla a pair of kid skates, and he was on them yesterday. Oh. He actually was on the skates, and we took him to the rink down here. It was absolutely
it's inside
incredible.
Or outside rink?
That's funny. That's funny, South Florida. It was the outdoor Zika Arena.
Space-age technology. We
Zika Arena, which is, by the way, it's just across Alligator Alley.
It's in the Splashdown Park, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of fun.
The Mighty Mites.
A lot of fun, right. Yeah, so, he was on skates. He had a private little lesson out there on the public ice. And
one-on-one, or was he part of a group?
He was one-on-one.
That's nice.
And he had to be one-on-one. She's got to have her hands on him. So we meet the lady who could not have been sweeter. And as soon as he gets it, he's got these CCM skates that are like ski boots that you put your feet into, and then they adjust.
They clip
sort
on.
Of lock
they,
in.
They, you kind of can push them in, and then they can adjust in size.
Yeah.
So we got
like
the
bindings?
They're kind of like bindings. Well, okay. It's just they're like a ski boot. I mean, cool. They're not like the traditional hockey skate I remember where you lace them up and you do
miles
that type
of laces,
thing.
Yeah.
Leather wooden laces.
That's right.
You know, with wooden rails on the skates. Hello, there you go. And then I would skate with Hans Christian Andersen, and it would be wonderful. And,
that was the only way to deliver the serum
from the apothecary.
Mike, figure skaters usually in great shape.
Yes,
figure skaters.
Yeah, or skating teachers usually in great shape as well.
Sure.
Oh.
But anyway,
things
it was,
have changed apparently.
Let me ask you this way: did the ice crack?
No.
Okay. Good.
No,
good.
I wouldn't put her into that.
If you
put
a T-shirt that's a Zamboni, could you confuse her for something else?
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
Not at all. You're going far to the end of the spectrum.
If you were in the Arctic and you wanted to break ice, could you use
no?
Oh, okay.
No, she was
all right.
Not,
on the other side, if you were ice
she's
fishing,
wearing a parka, huh?
If you were ice fishing, is there a danger that she might go down the hole?
No, we're fine.
Okay.
We're fine with that. I didn't even think of it in those terms simply because she's in my age range. So it's just
should she be out there?
She was fine. She was very God, why are you picking on my son's skating teacher?
We're just worried. We're just worried.
She was terrific. She was tremendous. Stop now. She was fine. When he got up on skates for the first time, though, it was spaghetti legs.
Of course.
And you know, you're looking at his little legs, and you're thinking that he's going to, he's going to hurt something because the legs are. And the thing they do to give him a feel for the skates is she has him stomp on the ground. Stomp your feet.
That's cool.
Stomp your feet like you're angry. Isn't that brilliant? Your feet like you're angry.
Dad was doing that about 20 minutes ago.
Just like Daddy.
He immediately gets a feel for the ice, and he went out there, and by the time he was done, he wasn't skating, but he was up on his feet, and his legs were straight, and he was coming straight in, and it was a beautiful thing to
see.
That's cool. And I, you know, there
I am. Did you talk to him? You know, the thing that really blew my mind is on his birthday, I got a phone call from him, and I've talked to him on the mic and, you know, on the show before, but it was the first time I actually said hello on my phone, and I got, hello, Rob. And it was like, wow, he's really turning into a functioning kid.
Bye, Dr. Salsa.
We don't see it. We don't see it on a daily basis.
Hello, Mike. I'm going to be there in an hour and a half. Now, make that an hour and 45 minutes. Thank you very much, Dr. Salsa. Yeah.
Did you talk to him, now that he is really conversational, did you talk to him after it and get his feelings about it?
Yeah, he came over one time and said, I don't like this. And that's typical of a kid. And then he went back out and he dug it and he seemed to do really, really
Mike,
well.
Mike, did you hold up your cane? I don't like this. Get out there.
It was a nice break. It was a nice break. And
nobody likes anything.
Get the hell back on the ice. Go ahead. I'll tell you. You want to see the letter from this insurance company? Get out there.
Look at this.
You show your computer to him on the rink. Look at this.
Look at this. Look what your daddy's dealing with. Skate. Skate, you little crumb cruncher. That's what I want you to do. Come on. Get out there with the lady. All right. But you know,
help daddy pays medical bills.
Like 5 minutes from our door down here, I swear to God, we got a full-fledged, even in South Florida where it's 98 degrees, we've got a full-fledged multi-rink facility for hockey and figure skating. And they have produced some champion figure skaters out of here and some really good hockey players. It's pretty amazing to watch. It's where the they have three full-size rinks. They have the rink that the pro minor league hockey team skates in. Then they have one rink for hockey and figure skating and another rink for hockey and figure skating.
So. Be honest.
Yes.
If let's say 6 years from now, your son is some sort of prodigy, right? That you've clearly are putting in the time. He's he was exposed to the ice very early.
Right.
And he says, Dad, I can't seem to find this on Amazon or eBay, but do you know where we could find a Brian Boitano poster.
I'd be fine with it. I'd be 100% fine with it. I would be absolutely...
A pair of Michael Weiss pants?
That'd be fine. What's not... No, we... Hey, did we not have Michael Weiss
on
the show?
He was great. Great.
Fantastic guy. I don't care whatever he does. I mean, I'll encourage whatever he does. I will. I will. What do you
Mommy,
think? I'm some kind of monster?
Mommy, can you teach me how to sew? Eh,
my kid's not going to figure skate. Yeah, sure. Would I like him to be a hockey player? Hey, if he's a figure skater, probably less chance of getting a head injury.
The world needs another Dick Button.
Now, see, you take the
nice ball.
The queeniest of figure skater analysts.
I take the greatest figure skater of them all. The man who designed the sport.
Yes,
essentially.
Dick Button.
Yes, Dick Button with his big woolen sweaters and his delicate movements. You know, no one had ever seen anything like that before Button.
Sequence.
Here I am trying to make a nice little story about my kid in skates, and you're toying with me. I don't care what he... I don't care what he does. Here's the one thing, and Oscar, I'll throw this out at you. This is the one thing that Carla and I agree on, that little kids at a certain point need direction and they kind of have to be encouraged. And when I say that, it's not going to be trial and error. We're going to make sure that he gives it a reasonable shot.
Yes.
Okay? I'm not going to force him to do anything.
I agree. You have to give them the opportunity to try.
Well, there is the anthem with parents that you hear that it's like, well, I want to make sure he likes it. Well, the fact is, if I had to like everything, I wouldn't have done anything.
No. Yeah.
Because especially on an athletic level, if you're doing two-a-days for a high school football team, or you're getting up like I did at 5 o'clock in the morning to get ice time before high school, it's not pleasant. You don't like doing that. But the end result is you can talk about something that you learn to do, that you love to do. And I'm not saying forcing kids, but I'm also saying you don't allow them to slide
to bail
on everything. Right. Because then they're going to do 500 different things. They're going to give everything a week and a half. And they're not going to end up doing anything or that. Is that bad parenting?
I've done the same thing with Julia. I've done the same thing with Robert. But on the other hand, sometimes when you don't make a kid do anything, they end up as a podcast host with his buddy Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, you didn't really participate.
You can't quit
in sports.
The sports.
No, you can't quit. I didn't do any sports. I didn't
but
do
you
a
stayed
single
with
sport.
Theater arts.
The
you
whole the
theater.
Whole time, yeah, absolutely. And of course improv.
You know, I will tell you, though, in your day, if somebody had put you on a little league football team on the line, like as a right guard or a left
guard.
You're
the blind side.
Is that what I am?
You would have been.
Thank you.
That's exactly what he is, Oscar. Mm-hmm.
Look at the way he's built.
Did you have any, was there any pushing at all to play any sport whatsoever?
My father tried to teach me how to swing a bat, but we didn't have a bat. And I remember going out into the backyard.
This is the best.
And what we used was...
A stick?
He cut in half one of those extension poles for rolling paint. You know, you can screw a paint roller onto the end of an extension rod.
Jesus Christ, Bob. Come on now. What are you doing? A paint roller? How's he supposed to learn
Not a paint roller,
that?
But the stick. That, yeah. you know,
the stick that he rolls. I know what you're talking about, for God's sake. No one. I'm not going to blame you. Now I'm blaming Daddy.
No, because it was... I think we spent a good afternoon
Did he do that because he knew the writing was on the wall? He looked at his son, and he knew that his son would rather be sitting on his ass eating Cheetos and watching Bewitched.
Well, you know, I mean, I've told this story before, but it's important exposition of my life. Is when I went to elementary school, my grandparents' house was next to the elementary school, okay?
Right.
And that at recess, my parents would come and watch me run and laugh because I can't run. I couldn't run then, and I can't run now. And so the writing on the wall was very, very early. They encouraged me to read.
When was the last time? And this is a legitimate question.
That is so sad.
And I will even... This is not fast walking. When can you give me a date as to the last time you actually ran?
Full sprint.
Full sprint?
Year.
It was 1996. I can tell you it was October 12th, 1996.
Really?
It was my wedding, and they had just opened the bar. And I was... I can't tell you the last time I've done any running. I apologize. Not my forte.
Run to the bar. All right, we're going to take a break. Attention, potheads. Attention, potheads. I need to talk a little pot with...
Coming over to the other side?
Not yet, but we have some pissed off listeners, and we'll talk about it when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We need... need to build a firewall, a huge firewall. Listen, I know data. I love data. Data is good. I made a fortune on data. But data is coming in. Data is getting in. It's not the good data either. It's malware. Muy malware. Nobody knows what's going on. It's a serious problem. A very serious problem. Trust me, I know. We need a plan, and we need one now. I have many engineers. I have the best engineers, and we love our engineers, right? We love them. They're the best. We will make Tech 411 great again.
Available on the TMOS app, iTunes, and at tech411show.com. Paid for and approved by Moore Santana 2016.
There we go. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vista Print.
Oh, yeah.
Vista Print is the best, and this deal remains absolutely unbeatable. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. Send us your Vista Print cards. We'd love to get them. You can send them to TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. We'd love to get them, and nothing beats this deal. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. They're totally customizable, front and back. You can upload the card stock, add a fancy finish, even raise print. Did I mention? Send us your cards!
Please!
Yeah. Use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. Vistaprint will make you look great. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint. And guess what? It's easy, 100% user-friendly, and always looks sensational. The best customer service also, great quality, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. It's Vistaprint.com. Create your custom card and use promo code TMOS at checkout, and thank you. All right, I mentioned potheads. I have no specifics to read. I have no listeners to quote.
All right.
I'm just going to tell you that in general, over the last week, we had a conversation. It was basically, I don't want to say basically, it was Oscar primarily and Mike talking to Diego, intern Adrian, about his proclivity for a little,
marijuana.
Partaking of the Mary Jane.
I didn't realize that he was as into it as he was, and he came up with this quote that I shall always remember. He says he loves to smoke before he wakes up.
Wake and bake.
Now, Oscar, you can help me with the memory banks here, but all I know is I read a couple of posts about people giving you some crap and a little bit of me some crap about the fact that we were giving Adrian a hard time about pot, Mike, and they were pissed off about
this. This might have been collateral damage to you, because this might have been one of the episodes that Rob and I really broke down Adrian.
So maybe it was all you. Then,
They know that you have a certain
viewpoint. Your stance. Yeah, they're familiar with your stance.
Of the cannabis, right?
Hey, can I say something before we even get going? I do, but I also understand that anything that somebody does is going to affect everybody differently. All right.
Yep.
This is all I know. It has been my experience, from celebrities like Bill Maher to people that I have known personally, that there are people that are into it, and then there are people that are really into it.
But will you say, will you agree?
Make it like their life's work. That, you know what I mean?
The most people that I have encountered that it is a part of their life, the thing is that it really becomes a large priority in their life.
Right.
That, I mean, it really does seem to be a major factor. And that's painting in broad strokes. It's not everybody. But I would say the majority of people that enjoy marijuana, they really make it a priority in their life. And
it
gets in the way of other stuff.
And they get pissed off if we're running somebody down for smoking a little pot, because, and they will always play the booze card. And, you know, the emails, the gist of the ones that I was reading is like, hey, Oscar, when you're blacking out and hitting a cactus with your bare hand, why don't you remember your asshole too? You know, that type of thing. And I'm like, hey, chill out.
And I didn't call, and we didn't attack Diego. And Mike, I'm happy that you actually are bringing this back, because I read those comments as well, and I was busy living my life and working instead of just sitting there and actually figuring out if this insidious drug is something that I want to attack.
You just made me mad again. That's it.
What I know is this, is that, as you mentioned, there are potheads out there that function and are creative and diligent and contribute to society.
Hi,
and
this is the internet, Steve Mermelstein.
I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button.
Our overall tax base, and they really, really, in my eyes, they are the X factor as far as productivity is concerned, because the idea that you can actually either eat a caramel or smoke weed and do the type of work and the quality of work they do is phenomenal, right?
High functioning.
Sure. But I would say that the majority of people I've met that make...
This is your personal experience.
This is my personal prerogative.
All right.
And, that make marijuana part of their lifestyle.
Yeah, that's fair.
And to Adrian's credit, he was very open about his... not drug use, but his passion for marijuana.
And let me just, reason we got to it is that we started talking about his passion to be a broadcaster.
Yes.
And what he really wanted to do. He said, you know, I even have a notebook where I keep inspirational sayings and a calendar of what goes on.
Yeah.
And
now, that's pretty detailed.
It is. But then he produced the notebook and he had purchased a 9-month calendar 12 months ago. And so nothing was in it for the last 3 months. He had never replaced the calendar, and he never thought ahead to buy a full 12-month calendar. So,
that's a detail, though. No, isn't it?
No, because...
By the way, is he here today? Or is
No, he's not here. We have two other interns with stories to tell.
All right. Yes. We've got Brittany here, and we've got, Rofo's here?
No, Mac. Rofo's in the other room.
Okay.
He came in third, so he didn't get a seat.
Okay, very good. All right, I get it. All right.
So for context, basically, we said, what in your life is stopping you from taking advantage of really what you have in front of you is a studio and an opportunity to broadcast?
Your main passion in life, if you say it's broadcasting, it's right here.
Yeah. And he mentioned that he wakes and bakes, and we're like, well, that probably is going to stop you from staying after the show and actually hanging out,
right?
Cutting a few shows.
Let me put it in this way. I mean, I'm trying to understand, and I'm going to cop to the fact that I don't partake, so I am not going to understand what it is. And I know people will say, well, it's different than booze, but I have to put it on this footing. If you wake up every morning and you have, a martini. Before you start your day, that's going to affect your functionality.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's the same thing smoking a joint.
A gravity bong hit in the morning is really not going
to
make your day as productive as you think.
There's so many people getting pissed off right now. These people are going, no, it's not the same. It's totally not the same.
Another thing we learned,
forget about it.
Another thing we learned about Diego is that he made that trip to, was it Firefly?
Bonnaroo,
same thing. And he went to this huge music festival, and he knew this guy named Fadrian, who missed out on the headlining act, Pearl Jam, because Fadrian took Molly and had to lay down in a tent until
it
passed.
See, that's bad. I don't want him doing that because that can get him messed
up.
That's
dangerous
stuff. It's very dangerous. I would tell my kids that. I mean, I'm sorry. That I get concerned about that.
Of course.
I get concerned. But I'm not talking even about whether I'm going to lay my judgment on another kid or an intern. I'm just going to talk about what amazes me is when you hear about the fact that the mellow high and the fact that they're, you know, nobody ever got in a real fist fight that smokes marijuana all the time. And then you get this real pissy, nasty, mean stuff that you read online from people that got pissed off because Oscar was questioning Adrian, you know, sparking up in the morning and perhaps maybe affecting
the way... Why not after 5 p.m.?
His
why can't you do it then?
That's true. 4:30 on the weekend.
Yeah. How about 3 p.m.?
Is that the gist of it that you were saying that in the morning?
And then Pony went on this unholy crusade of how dare you say getting high and driving is better than getting drunk and getting behind the wheel. And I said, I'm sitting here and I'm like,
neither one of them are good.
I'm making jokes, right?
But then
right?
he called Pony a square.
But
McGruff,
the crime dog over here, goes crazy on me. He's like, how dare you? And I was, look, I'm here to entertain. If I tell you that Adam Carolla had a great line when he said, when you drive drunk, you drive like you've got a dead body in the car and you're white knuckled. And when you drive high, you drive like you're driving the space shuttle. So what a great line. A lot of fun, right?
This from the man that has hot and cold running gin in his apartment.
Yes.
This is true. You know,
so yes.
I understand that people are going to call me, and it's happened for years. It happened with people I worked with where they play the booze card with me. Well, I guess I've never passed out, or I've never. And I understand what you're saying with this. I just think that any substance, if you're incorporating it into the morning, I think it's a potential. That's the mythology that I have trouble with. And I'm here to say I don't have the scientific evidence. I'm not sure. By the way, there have been many different studies on both sides of this equation. But it seems to me any substance, whether it's a, you know, oxy or heroin or a joint or a cocktail.
I rather marijuana than oxy, though. Yeah. Like, tell me you have an addiction. Tell me it's that. Quickly, I'm going to write down a name. Right?
Okay.
This guy is world famous. And I got a chance to hang out with him long, long time ago.
Before or after he was named Pope?
World famous NFL superstar, right?
Okay.
And for full disclosure, it's not Dominique Foxworth, right?
Okay.
No.
He was actually more famous than Dominique has ever been. That's all the type of caliber we are. And I remember hanging out with him, and I explained to him, we were just like getting to know each other. And at that point, I was much younger, so I guess when you're younger, you're hipper. And he started talking about marijuana, and I said, yeah, you know, it's not really my thing. I wake up with a box of Cheetos on my chest. Really never worked out for me. But
back when Cheetos came in boxes.
He went into great detail about how this gentleman used to smoke copious amounts of weed before he went out on that football field, and it slowed down the game for him, right? And he explained to me how if he was not high, it was a tough go of it because he was so used to the marijuana slowing down the game for him,
right?
That's when he performed at his best. He actually had some record.
Many musicians would tell you the same thing.
That's right.
Many musicians for
Arthur
decades
Fiedler was a notorious.
No, they would say, especially, you know, playing, I remember smelling going to a Buddy Rich concert.
Oh, sure.
An old big band smelling the pot. You could smell the pot backstage. It was completely acceptable. That's the way they did that. I am not here to say whether that's not true or not.
Really?
Is that a really well-known athlete? Really? Mm.
Right. I'll text Mike the name.
Yeah, please text him the name.
Mm-hmm.
And actually text this as well.
Okay.
You can't see my hand on the camera, can you? Matt, can you make sure? Okay.
Thank you.
All right, very good. So
so for him, that worked. Not so much in the NFL, but in college, that definitely worked for him.
Wow.
Okay, the thing about it is I'm not here to say one substance is, and let's talk about really what is soon to be legalized, hopefully, and I hope it is
DC,
legalized.
Well, in D.C., I could go Schmosker Fantana could have three plants growing in his backyard right now.
You could do that, right?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
No, you can't have anything.
Because your deck is messed up.
That's true. If he had a home to actually.
But it's probably going to be legalized, and I'm fine with that because I equate it with booze. I think it's similar. The point, I got to back Oscar up on, if you're giving Diego crap about the fact that he's doing it in the morning before he gets his day underway, then I understand that.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that when you're talking about, you know, people that go out and have a cocktail, if you're smoking weed and you're choosing that to be your recreational substance as opposed to booze, I have absolutely no problem with that whatsoever. If you are thinking that you can do it every day, multiple hours of the day, and be hungry to it, I'm going to make a point that I don't agree with that. I think that if you're doing massive amounts of it, and I don't know how you equate it with booze.
Trash bags,
you know,
Mike.
As far as trash bag. I think that ultimately what I have observed in my personal life is it slows you down. It slows you down up here. If you're always sitting there, and then people have made jokes about it and all
motivation.
That.
Motivation.
Yeah.
Because
motivation.
It takes energy That's away true. From what could be used for anything
it's
to advance
a downer,
your life. It is. It's
right?
a depressant.
Yeah,
it's a depressant.
Unless you're doing a key of cocaine afterwards, I don't know what to tell you.
Mm. But the thing is, if people are out there and they're going out to a party or they're socializing or even they're chilling out at the end of a hard work day and they're having a joint and they're sitting there and you're doing it like that, well, that's the same as having a glass of wine, in my opinion. That's the way it works. But when you know, these people that get so passionate about it.
They come out in droves.
You know, Bill Maher is incredibly high functioning, and I will tell you, I have no idea how much he smokes. But I do know this, that man seems to get pot into almost every single show he does. That's maybe his political cause. I don't know, but look at the level he is at. I mean, he's done great
with
his
career. Well,
we
know how he does it. Remember when we got backstage at his show when it was before it was on HBO, when it was a network show, and we went backstage at CBS and they had file cabinets full of candy?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
candy.
Seriously. Yep.
Right.
Cereal bowls everywhere full of candy. So the man smokes and eats candy and feels the sugar rush. I think he's a proponent of Big Sugar.
So Big Sugar, just to clarify, Mike, you're absolutely right. Anytime we talk about pot, and if we don't talk about it in a positive way, people get upset.
People get really pissed off. And it's funny because you talk about the mellow and it's just like, you sons of bitches, let me tell you something. I never turn off the Mike O'Mara show, but I had to turn this one off. Oh, shut up.
To those of you listening right now who haven't turned off the radio or are not writing me a nasty Facebook message saying, how dare you say it's okay to smoke marijuana and
drive.
Yeah,
Oscar.
I never said it's okay. I just said a joke about it.
Right.
I'll say this. You need to understand that your cause is not a cause that is necessarily important. You know what is important? World hunger. People's famine in general, right?
And I agree with you 100%.
If they smoked marijuana, can you imagine how hungry they'd be? Because they're already hungry, and then they've got the
or income That's inequality, right?
Right? Right.
Maybe if you smoked less weed, you'd be more productive, and that W-2 would look a little better.
All right, send that to Oscar Santana. He's the one that's saying that. I didn't say that. Let me finish with this,
yes.
All right? Whatever you do is okay with me.
Thanks, Grace.
Of your own home. But at the same time, I will say this. You know, everybody, I don't think they've created the ultimate substance. Because the ultimate substance would have no residual effects whatsoever, okay?
True enough.
In my case, it wouldn't mean that I'd have to go on a telephone apology tour on a Saturday morning saying, sorry about last night. And in the case of people I've known that are chronic users, it wouldn't result in the fact that they wouldn't give a shit about anything at all anywhere. Thank you very much. All right. We'll take a break.
Mike, when we
now
come
I'll
back,
get the letters. Thank you.
When we come back, can we turn a quick spotlight to two interns? Because there's two things I'd like you to know.
All right. We've got Mac and Brittany in studio.
Nice
today,
pull,
correct?
Mike. Yes. Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah. Well, I saw the purple hair. We'll take a break and come back. More fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thanks, man.
We all live in an era of smart cars, smartphones, smart homes. Technology has made everything smart until you lose something. Oh, man, such a drag. That's enough to make smart people feel really, really stupid. But losing things is now, you know, it's in our rearview mirror, man, because... Man, Tracker, I have to tell you something. Tracker is, it's epic. It is a coin-sized device. It locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, bags. Just pair Tracker to your smartphone.
Bags.
Attach it to anything, and you can find the bag anywhere you need it. You can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's easy. If you lose your phone, just press the button on Tracker, and this is what is so... Oh, my God, it is amazing. If you press the button on Tracker, it'll ring your phone. It will ring
it is cool.
your phone.
Mind blown.
Unbelievable. Never lose anything again. I mean, I lose things constantly, and it doesn't happen as much now with Tracker. TMOS listeners will get a special 30% discount off their entire order. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's T-H-E, Tracker. .com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Don't deal with that. Go to thetracker.com right
Asshole.
Now and use the code TMOS for 30% off. That's thetracker.com, code TMOS.
Thank Mr. you. Hand, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hand.
Welcome back.
Were you distracted during that spot because Oscar was eating a Rice Krispie treat?
I was so high, I got hungry.
Looks so good. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm sorry. I don't
reset.
Know what's wrong with
me.
It's Friday. That's what's wrong. Reset. Welcome back to the show. It's time for a trip to the intern corner. We have Mac and we have Brittany here today. So
would you say that Mac's personality, if you were to list some key adjectives, snake bit might be one of them? Because
yeah, but let me
bad
tell you about
things
Mac.
Happen, right?
Let me tell you about Mac. I have Mac has already, in my humble opinion, put himself in the lifelong intern category where he will come back and we will be excited to see him because his personality is so completely unique. I know. Hold on. I'm giving him a compliment, okay? I'm giving him credit. Is he snake bit occasionally? Yes. But do I love the little guy? Absolutely, because he's part. You know, that's the when Mac came in the first day. We know that you bring that little quirkiness in.
He's one of ours.
He's one of ours. You know.
Well, I would like you to see what I was greeted with when I came into the studio today. Oh, Mac, God. Could you go to the go to the camera, please? And Oscar made a comment. Right as he sat down as well. This is what you get today.
Ray Charles.
Yeah, the Terminator.
What did you, are you, is this a medical reason?
So sit down, Mac, and now entertain questions. Because
are
I said,
you wearing these because of some sort of ailment, one of your myriad of
I said, hey, it's the Terminator. And he said,
eye infection.
Oh.
So it's not like, for the first time since we've been in these studios, I did not ask him to fill my water bottle.
Are you in the pink, as it were?
No.
Mac?
It is a sty.
A sty in his eye.
Oh, a sty. Did you get a look at it?
I am calling the doctor today.
Sure.
You're not going. He's not going.
Did you show the boys in the studio?
Oh, let's see. Oh, we haven't seen it yet. Big reveal. Okay. Big reveal.
Why don't you let me do it? Let me see. Okay, I never get the privilege.
Back to the camera.
You get to see it first.
And,
you understand how that works, right? Mike sees through the magic of the internet.
Can I take? Because I won't overreact or anything like that. I won't. Okay, is that? God.
Cover it up.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
It's hideous.
Kill it. Kill it. Get a stick. Get a stick.
Fire. You know, it's a shame. You know, they say one of the ways to be attractive is to have a very symmetrical face. And obviously one of his eyes is very sleepy right now, sort of heavy-lidded like Boris Karloff in Bride of Frankenstein. Painting.
Where does the sty in the eye come from? Because for the
comes to the eyelid. It is on either eyelid, either the top eyelid or the bottom eyelid.
But does it come from
the
ass?
I had one when I was in high school.
Is it ass finger?
No, this is not pink eye or anything. This is pink eye would be, you know, mouth to hand to butt to eye, rubbing, constant rubbing.
A-T-E.
You
know.
Yeah,
right.
So I mean, one farted in his pillow?
No.
Seriously, if you want a little, you know, I think this is my medical knowledge of it, the ABCs of pink eye, you know.
Buy it on Amazon.
You don't want to scratch your ass and rub your eye at the same time.
A-T-E.
No, and if you have to do it, rub your eye first. Mm-hmm. Then go to town.
Yeah, in Robin world, it would be eye to ass to the sink with an antibacterial soap.
Oh, and I got nail brushes at every sink. It's very important.
My left eye for the last 2 days, and Mac was here on Wednesday, has been killing me.
Like the
now
the
just
lid
the one
or,
eye
or
just
scratchy one,
yeah
or
scratchy
what?
Like if I had like a scratch cornea.
Oh,
okay. Is there redness? Is there redness?
Oh, there was
in the
redness
eye?
Yesterday.
There's not redness today.
There's still a little redness.
Yeah, so if it's diminishing your
a sty, though, you could feel right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's almost looks like a zit in your on your eye.
Oh,
it's
a zit.
Yeah,
in
that's
your
what
eye?
It is.
It isn't, but it looks
eye.
Like it.
Can you pop it?
No, you do not want to pop it.
You can pop it if you want to go chasing your eyeball. Look like a glassy running down the hallway. So, Mac, this is your first eye infection, right?
Yes.
Playing Jeopardy,
second.
Show me throw up in your mouth. Oh, there you go.
Hold it. Second eye infection?
Second sty.
And when was the first?
Well, no, styes can happen.
They come in pairs.
They can happen regularly. You can get them. People have a propensity to get them, I think, right? So, you know, I mean, it can happen.
I had one about 2 or 3 weeks ago. That was the first one I had. And then,
ever.
Yeah, I had no idea what it was. I Googled, can you get a zit on your eyelid? Because that's what I thought it was.
I wonder if autocomplete took care of that.
Let me help. Let me help here. From the Mayo Clinic, all right? A sty is a red, painful lump near the edge of your eyelid that may look like a boil or a pimple. Styes are often filled with pus.
Ooh.
A sty usually forms on the outside of your eyelid, but sometimes it can form on the inner part of your eyelid.
That's what mine is.
In
naturally.
Where is yours on the inside?
Mine's on the inside of the eyelid.
Yeah, nothing on it. Nothing in his family likes to go outside. Mike, not only is the sty on the inside of its eyelid, it's playing Pokemon.
He's a lucky boy. In most cases, a sty will begin to disappear on its own in a couple of days. In the meantime, you may be able to relieve the pain or discomfort of a sty by applying a warm washcloth to your eyelid. Have you done that, Mac?
Yes, I did last night.
Oh, very good. Okay. That's fantastic.
All right.
Did you do internet research?
I did. I actually saw the link that Mike is reading right now.
So, but why the sunglasses? Does light aggravate it, or is it just a courtesy to the people that have to look at you?
Breeze does.
Breeze.
Like a draft, anything like that.
Turn off the AC, pony.
No, I'm fine.
Plus, would you like me to come over and blow on your eye?
No thanks.
Most dyes are harmless to your eye, won't affect your ability to see clearly. Try self-care measures first, such as applying the warm washcloth to your closed eyelids for 5 to 10 minutes several times a day and gently massaging the eyelid.
Oh.
Call your doctor if the sty doesn't improve in 48 hours. Redness and swelling extend beyond your eyelid to your ass. No, I'm kidding. If it involves the rest of the face, it's not spreading, is it, Mac? It's not getting worse?
Well, I mean, the fact that I got a second one seems weird, so I am going to talk to a doctor about it. The first one, I just went away fine, but now I have a second one, so.
Yeah, well, it's a series. Pretty soon you'll start.
You rub your eyes a lot, though, don't you?
Sometimes. I mean, I don't think so. I mean,
how about your ass?
I definitely, no, I do not do that.
Do you mostly just drag it on the carpet?
Yeah.
Like a chihuahua going across the carpet. That's it. Well, boy, oh, you sad sack. I hope you get everything taken care of. I truly
do. Well, thank you.
And if it doesn't go away, try a scalding hot washcloth. You know, really take matters into your own hands.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, well, Brittany, just to cement your reputation as the sex machine. There you go.
That's right.
Brittany, what's your story?
Brittany, we got a call from this morning. And Brittany was so sweet, you know, because of vacation and because of a mix-up. She hasn't been in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And we got a lovely text from her last night. Excited to see you guys tomorrow. It's been too long. I said, yay, Brittany, or something like that. And then Pony
just like your father does.
And then Pony said,
listen about me.
That's what Rob says to all the female interns. Yay, Brittany.
And then Pony texts, if Rob's excited, then I'm excited. Very there committal. So that's we're in here, and at about quarter of, before we're going to start the show, we get a text that the front door is locked. And it's from Brittany. And I say, well, it's not, because
but
I just...
the front door to what? The building?
She was vague. I said, it's not locked because I just came in and we sent
it's an Mac, office building.
We sent Mac down to fetch her. And then a moment later, she walked in red-faced. And I said, what happened? And people ask, what kind of interns do we hire on the Mike O'Mara show?
What does it take to get into
best
this
and the brightest? Yeah. Best and the brightest.
It turned out she wasn't talking about the front door to the building. It was the front door to our office space.
Okay.
And she said, I went to the wrong office.
Oh.
Jesus. No, let me correct you. I said, I'm an idiot. I went to the wrong office.
Fair.
Did you go to the wrong floor?
Yeah, I was on the floor below this one.
Yes.
Because, Mike, there are
four
floors.
Bit, you know, yeah. Hate to make it the theme of the entire show, but you pothead, Brittany?
No.
Because, you know, we were having this.
It's
if this was Adrian, I would go, you know.
It's been a long week with finals and then waking up early.
Oh, it's tough. We can understand that.
And I only had one cup of coffee this morning. Now I'm on my second one.
What is your course load? What is your toughest course? Are you taking summer
geography?
Classes, then, right? What is your toughest course this summer?
This communications 301 class, because we have to submit assignments every other day.
Ooh. What is the name of MassCom 301? What is the name of the class?
Interpersonal communications.
Okay.
I took that. I took an interpersonal communication.
Sure. Required for the degree.
Close
MassCom 101, pull your chairs in a circle.
Oh, one of those classes.
Well, I had a lot of those. Film criticism was always fantastic. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you need a gut and you're going to college, I don't know whether it's changed or not. It's been a million years since I've been there. But if you get a film criticism class, you're basically going to watch movies and talk about them and write about them.
I took every film class that VCU offered.
This was a
shocking.
Section 200 class you probably had in your program. Alienate Your Spouse 203.
That's me. In dealing with insurance company stress 202.
Preparing for hip replacement 209. Also good. Are. A big one. Get your chair in a circle. Put your wheelchairs in a circle.
Interpersonal communication.
Brittany, interpersonal communication, so it's assignment. What type of assignment every other day? You got to write a paper every other day or what?
We have to post discussions on discussion board, answer questions. And it's like anywhere from a paragraph to a couple paragraphs. And then you have to respond to three other people's prompts. And then we just did this big assignment where we wrote a 12-page paper, but it was like four of us writing this one paper.
Just about the same level of workload that you had, isn't it, Oscar?
Of course.
It was terrible.
It's called responsibility.
Speaking of college, I will tell a story that doesn't make Brittany seem so out of place going to the wrong floor. I had a required history course that came with a book that essentially the teacher just read out of the book. So I didn't go to the class very often.
Oh, I don't have to go because I know the system.
Because I could just read the book.
Just reads the book, Mike.
I did go once, and it was a
He's
nine.
That bright.
I was a nine.
What? Why would you even pay for the credit if you and I?
Because it was required class.
Oh, prereq.
Prereq. So it was a 9 o'clock class in the morning, and I didn't go very often. And one morning I said, you know what? I'm going to go. And it was in one of the big lecture halls, and they were at the end of the hall in the Hibbs building, which was every floor was the same, and the last classroom at the end of the hall was always the big lecture hall. And I went in, and about
named
10...
after, of course, Gwynilla Hibb.
That's the one. That's right. The one. Okay. Big donor to VCU. Yeah.
Richmond's Gwynilla Hibb.
And so we went in, and about 10 minutes into the class, I realized they were lecturing something that wasn't part of my curriculum and that I was sitting in the wrong lecture class.
Duh!
Which left me, am I going to sit here for another hour five? And I said, right. No. So I stood up and began to leave. And the teacher said, excuse me, is everything all right? And I said something to the effect of, I'm good. Go on without me.
Oh, what a dick.
Oh, my
God. He was a dick then.
Well, I'm there good. Was no reason. No reason to stick around.
Say, take care, Ms.
Wrong
Hibb.
Classroom.
Thank you very much. That's very sorry. Wonderful. Well, you know what, Brittany? It's good to have you here. And hang in there
nice
with
to
your
close
load and all
yeah,
that
you
good
can do
stuff.
It.
And Mac, don't squeeze, okay?
Oh!
Just put a hot compress on it.
That's, searing hot.
Right. Yeah, that. Well, thank you. I hope you enjoyed this segment of Overachieving Corner, ladies and gentlemen. check back in with our interns shortly. We'll take a break, come back. It's Friday, and that means Oscarazzi Day right here on the Mike O'Bara Show. We'll be right back.
The first time I listened to 97.1 The Wave, I knew it wasn't like any other radio station. Great music all day, then from 7 to 9, The Mike O'Mara Show. I like that show. It truly is fine. The Mike O'Mara Show, every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
That's right. Go down to the beach and enjoy this show.
Check it
on
out.
The radio. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Bowl and Branch. Do you know the most important thing you can do to ensure a good day? Do you? It's getting a good night's sleep the night before, and Bowl and Branch has the best bedding you will ever experience in your life. They have reinvented sheets and bedding with the sole purpose of making your nights more comfortable than ever. Their bedding is so soft, it will be the new standard of comfort you will measure everything else by. The only problem I have with Bowl and Branch is when we change the sheets and we go to a lesser product,
yes,
you notice it now. It's so dramatic. I love, love, love Bowl and Branch. Go to bowlandbranch.com. You're only paying for quality sheets, not department store overhead. Visit Bowl, that's B-O-L-L, and branch.com, and you can try them out risk-free for 30 nights. Even better, go to bowlandbranch.com today for 20% off your entire order. Sheets, towels, blankets, duvet covers, everything, plus free shipping. Just remember the promo code TMOS. They also have their fair trade certification. They donate a portion of every sale to fight human trafficking. How good is that? Just remember bowlandbranch.com and the promo code TMOS. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com and TMOS, everybody. Without further ado, let's get it in. I haven't experienced this in a long time.
Time!
Oscarazzi!
Salsa!
Salsa! Yes, sir!
Gentlemen, I'm going to start you off with, a really touching story.
Nice.
Did you know that, one, I never knew that Gary Marshall directed Beaches with Bette Midler?
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
As he passed last year, you go back into the vault and you're like, wow, all these great movies Gary Marshall was involved in. Really an icon in Hollywood. And as of late, as you know, even with the blockbuster, the Ghostbusters film that just came out.
Right.
They're remaking a lot of these films. They're going to remake Beaches.
Really?
Yes. Of all films. I loved it.
Oh, you boy. Liked Beachy Beach, Bette Midler,
yes.
and Barbara Hershey?
I knew I had tendencies, Mike, and you know what I'm talking about. When I watched Beaches as a young man, and I was like, this is a touching film of friendship.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
I do not understand you. Sometimes I cannot figure you out. I truly don't get how you like that movie. That, to me, was the uber absolute chick flick, and I did not dig it. Sorry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, what? But there's clearly there's a big base for it, right? It's a big fanship for it.
And then Fly, You're My Hero, Wind Beneath My Wings.
You
Bette
don't
Midler.
Love the song?
Oh, God, no. I don't. I'm sorry. The whole thing.
The beach montage at the end.
I love Bette Midler as a performer and as a person. I love Gary Marshall as a director and an entity. Right. I hate this song, and I can't sit through that movie.
Doesn't she? Now, listen.
Well, I think whole cancer thing's a little close to you.
Relax, pal.
The whole musicologist thing, I mean, doesn't she hit some flat notes on this a little bit?
I think.
Isn't she slightly off on this?
I think she's a little off on the fly sequence.
Right.
Because it's a huge build. And there, she might have used a little auto-tune there. Actually, Mike, that when she sings Fly, it's not her voice. It's overdubbed by Gary Marshall.
Santa Claus. All right.
Well, I guess both you, because you're haters, would be happy to.
I like the horror movie. What was that one?
Excuse me.
The one with the Julia Roberts. The horror.
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. Yeah, the horror.
He actually meant horror movie.
She was. Come on.
Yeah. Did you think they thought you were saying horror?
Horror.
No. She was a whore.
Yeah.
She
big tall boots. You don't kiss your Johns if you're a whore.
Beaches isn't coming to theaters. It's coming to Lifetime.
Oh, really?
Oh, that'll make it great. They're going to have to move.
Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig.
The remake will start.
Oh, in widescreen.
Idina Menzel.
Oh,
or Zlalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibalibal
She will also sing the film's iconic songs. You will see a new version of this song playing right now when the film comes out. I really like this film.
Fly.
Maybe.
Where's the dynamite?
You don't like it either?
Not a fan.
No.
Have you watched the entire film?
No, I've never seen it.
How can you say you
don't
like it?
I've seen The Beach, but I can tell by listening to this that I don't like the song.
Only Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem. That's right.
I really
Please
thought...
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
I can't resist playing that every time.
Look for the remake that. In 2017 right. next year.
Are they also going to remake Young Doctors in Love?
No. Gentlemen.
Wasn't Gary Marshall was Pretty Woman, though, right? Wasn't
yes.
that
the,
yeah, 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 yeah.
And that's where, that's where he made the bulk of his money.
Yep, all absolutely. That coin. Gentlemen, we talked about this briefly.
Goodbye, bet.
But as you know, Hamilton, the musical.
Hip-hop musical.
Yeah, hip-hop musical. Did your daughter ever get a chance to see it?
No, Julia hates it because it is so popular in the theater crowd, she feels it's overexposed, and gotcha. She's sick of it before she even saw it.
But she loves Fallout.
Hey, I like that instinct on your daughter. I like that. I kind of go that way, too. Kind of a contrarian a little bit. You know,
but
it's like everybody loves it.
But I do think it is probably the most exciting thing to hit Broadway since The Producers. It's, yeah. I mean, it's a mainstream
I think
thing.
It's. I understand everybody. I don't like something where... I am force fed that it's great, 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 great.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean I'd like to formulate my own opinion. That's even with my daughter having seen it and telling me it's one of the greatest things she's ever seen.
Mike, before it was hot, our good friend Dominic Foxworth saw it and I said, "What's Hamilton?" He goes, "I didn't know either. My wife got us tickets, and his wife got us tickets, and he said it was the best show he'd ever seen in his life."
He saw the original cast, right?
A lot of people are saying that.
Yeah, right?
Because the author who played Hamilton in the original run, he's gone now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they've got other
Listen to these dollars, all right?
Ka-ching.
The secondary market was bringing in $850 per ticket on average between the time that the show actually launched and the announcement that the original cast was going to move on,
wow.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And when Mr. Miranda, who is the director and the star of the show,
right.
announced that he's going to departure, those secondary market tickets
He was
going to
departure, Mike.
You mean he was going to depart?
Went okay. from...
A good word for you, Oscar, might be leave or exit.
So, again, before he was going to depart, the secondary market went to $10,900 a seat.
To wow. see him before he split?
Before he left.
Wow. Good. Hey, there's... Now, the average man can go enjoy it. That's great. That's fantastic.
You know, and I thought it was ridiculous. I think I paid $140 each to see The Producers with Nathan Lane.
Right.
And I thought that was extraordinarily expensive.
Yeah, well, once again, we've talked about it on the show ad nauseum. We've talked about the fact that it's the haves and the have-nots.
Exactly.
$10,000 a ticket. There's the everyman. Everybody can go out and enjoy that. It's crap.
What From July crap, 9th, which is just, what, 3 weeks ago now?
No, not even that.
Not even that. the show, because of the secondary market, the scalpers have brought in $10.5 million.
That's disgusting to me. That isn't really is. That really wild? Is wild. It makes me ill. It really, really does. I know there's a market for it, and it's New York, and obviously the financial realities of people up there are different than the rest of the country, but still, you know, come on. I mean, make it more accessible.
You know what
I
they should
know.
Put it's on Broadway is get rid of this hip-hop musical. Put Beaches on Broadway.
Beaches on Broadway.
The good
or
news
the war
is,
movie.
I think they're... And I read that there are there's legislation now that is really on Capitol Hill that's pushing towards controlling this type of madness, this pricing madness.
The way it works, the secondary market, it is so ridiculous where they swoop in. They have these amazing dollars to do so, to buy everything that's available, especially if it's a hot product. And then they, you know, they freeze everybody out. Yeah. I mean, it's become norm. I would welcome that. And this is somebody who, listen, I love to go to a baseball game, go down outside the old ball yard and catch the guy that says, I got two to sell. I don't mind that. But this whole, you know, secondary market thing it has gotten out of hand, I think, to a certain extent.
All right, Mike, before I leave you this week, the Hot 100, I'll give you the top five.
All right.
Very good.
Top five in the nation. Let's go to number five. Don't Let Me Down, the Chainsmokers featuring Daya.
Oh, forgive me. I meant to play this one. I hit the wrong button. So
don't let me, don't I love don't this song. Wait for the hook. Yeah.
Like, hey, like now Brittany's glad she came to the right room. Dancing.
Kids love it.
All right. At number four, Can't Stop the Feeling, Justin Timberlake.
That's been on the charts for a good long time.
That was on the charts a month ago when we did this.
Yeah. Yep.
At number three, Calvin Harris is mending his broken heart with This Is What You Came For. Featuring Rihanna.
I've been out of the game for so long. I don't recognize anything I listen to, twang.
Number two, Drake's featuring Wizkid and Kyla, One Dance. Baby,
I like your style. I think this is the weakest song in the five this week.
A nice beat, though.
Strength and you know what, Mike? One time. Nobody makes
it from my the number one song in the country. And know this, that Rihanna passed on this song. It's been number one for 26 weeks.
That's sickening. Yes. That's disgusting.
The Woman With No Face, Sia, featuring Sean Paul, Cheap Thrills.
I love this.
Yeah, it sounds like it should be number one for 26
Mike,
weeks.
Mike, she's in her 40s.
Wow.
Sia That's is in her great. 40s.
Yeah, but she was
and
only 28.
Song's in the top 40.
Yeah, no, but Rihanna initially had first dibs on the song that she wrote.
Right.
And she passed on it. So Sia said, F it, I'll record it. And it's been number one for 26 weeks. This is a summer's anthem, Sia, with Sean Paul with Cheap Thrills.
And the reason that people love it is because it doesn't sound like anything else.
You guys.
That's Oscar Rotzi. Thank you very much, Oscar. We appreciate it. Thank you for the Thank music, you. Rob, and everybody. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the final audio vault of the week, right here, ladies and gentlemen, on the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's one that's been number one for a while. That's right. Elvis Presley and Bossa Nova Baby, baby.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
What's the blue book on your question?
Yeah, what is it? You got to know that.
It is about six. No, I think wasn't the value on it like 55?
I see. I put the poor condition.
Right.
I put all the bells and whistles.
Well, we don't have all of them. We have most of them.
Well, just to overestimate.
All right.
It comes out $8,856.
There is no way we would have gotten that for that. Considering.
Hey, but wait a minute, and add the value of that car is chock-a-block with celebrity farts.
Celebrity farts.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's
$9,000.
And right. Fingernails. But
if you buy at the proper price, if you buy Rob's Chrysler, I will take your family out to dinner.
Hey! Oh, that's really nice.
That's right. And I'll put a plaque in your car. That's
yeah,
the way that
right
goes.
In town.
Like Jack Diamond,
I'll autograph the trunk.
Right.
And a Absolutely. Fruitcake at Christmas.
There you go.
There you go.
And a pack of cigarettes from Pony.
That's right.
We call that the Rob Spiewak Sweetheart Package. That's the way that's going to work.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
We love Harry's at the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back, everybody. Shaving's important. You do it every day. Stop compromising your shave. Get started with Harry's like I did this morning. So wonderful. So beautiful. Such a great handle. Such a great blade. Harry's offers a great shave at a great price. Harry's makes its own high-quality razors, eliminating the middleman, and shipping directly to your door for half the price of the leading brand. And the quality. Man, a good shave, a good price. It's simple. Get the best of both worlds at Harry's. We're talking five German-crafted blades with a flex hinge and a lubricating strip, 100% guaranteed, and a full refund if you're not happy. I shave with Harry's every day, just like I did this morning, and you should too. Harry's starter set is called the Truman. It is an absolutely amazing deal that's perfect for new customers. For just $15, you get a razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, and three of Harry's five-blade German-engineered razors. Plus, for our listeners, Harry's will shave $5 off your first purchase with our promo code TMOS. Go to harrys.com and look for the Truman set. It's a great deal. That's HARRYS.com. Enter the code TMOS at checkout to get $5 off and help support our show. Stop compromising! Give Harry's a try and do it today, boy. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Friday, July 29, 2016. Take it away, Robbie.
Mike, it is closer than ever before, and I got to ask, do you have it? Do you have Olympic fever?
All right, let's get to sports this morning. Our morning line, just days before the Rio Olympics kick off, a new warning for athletes competing in the city's waters. Health officials say swimmers, windsurfers, and sailors are going to be exposed to bacteria that could cause diarrhea, vomiting, even death. This because of feces pouring into the water from a nearby sewage plant. Officials were supposed to clean up the water, but they have admitted their efforts fell short.
Okay, here's the way. Do you really want to know how I feel about
and
it?
And here's to Steve Shenavy for making that through in one take.
I know. Yes. Didn't he do a nice job?
He did a good job.
My take. I hope they pull the effort. I hope they say, F it. I really do. This is ridiculous.
It is. Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous. This is a city that blew it. And I am sorry. I think this whole thing is a travesty. I have seen the pictures of the raw slime pouring into the water where they're going to have people in the water competing. Are you kidding me? This is an absolute joke.
What about the Olympic Committee now admitting that they fell short when there's sludge that you can see with the naked eye? Oh, yeah, we fell short.
But this is, look, the Olympics now are, they're so overblown and overpriced.
This
and,
may you know, be the jump the shark moment.
I think you might be right. I think
Could
we may not. You know, they're talking about all these cities that struggle and they deprive their citizenry. You know what the problem? Rio de Janeiro, the country of Brazil, let me tell you what they need to worry about. You need to worry about taking care of the health of your people not having people run track and field competitions. I am so completely turned off by the entire Olympics experience that I think it's already jumped the shark for me. I really don't have any interest in it whatsoever.
I think everyone wants to tune in to see if Bob Costas's eye looks better or worse than Mac's eye, because we're all going to follow that. Snyder really hasn't. He was the lead singer of Twisted Sister, and he was very, very sort of pertinent and a good guy in the mid-80s, and he keeps trying to come back.
Yes.
And here's his new thing, Mike. His new cause is getting people compensation, artists and writers, for the music that they're responsible for, and how he's done it is not by doing anything new. He's released a new version of We're Not Gonna Take It, but it's acoustic.
We're right! We're free! We'll fight! You'll see!
Pretty good chops.
Oh, he can sing!
Pretty good chops for that old guy, you know?
But his presentation is a little like the Clinton daughter.
Yeah. Kind of medicated?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
There's not much juice left in that orange, but he keeps squeezing. So
kind
good
of
for
weird
you,
to
D. Snyder.
To, rock anthem, but you know, what are you going
to
do?
Mike, I knew that we were going to have news today because of Oscar Rotzi, so I wanted to cover this Florida man story. This goes to Orlando, Florida. Hello to Daniel Rushing. He is 64, who was arrested because they thought they found methamphetamine in his car. It wasn't methamphetamine. It was something else.
Every other Wednesday, I get a glazed donut from Krispy Kreme.
Oh.
They found four little pieces of icing on the floorboard. First, they tried to say it was crack cocaine. And then they said, no, it's not crack. It's methamphetamines. I went, it's icing from a donut. And they said, well, you know, we're willing to work with you if you're willing to work with us. Because we've had a lot of drug sales over there in that little area. And I said, well, I don't know anything about anything. They said, okay, well, then you need to go ahead and put your hands behind your back, and we're going to read you your rights.
He was released after they ran a lab, and they found out it was donut glaze.
Oh my God. Wow.
Couldn't you figure that out on site?
You would think cops, if they knew one thing, it would be donuts.
That is absolutely right. Well, if they found your car, that'd be life in prison.
Yeah. I've always gotten off on a technicality. I can't get my hands behind my back. Now, this is sort of a neat rock and roll story. I've had this sitting in the vault for a little while. Remember in 1989 when Dennis Quaid released the movie Great Balls of Fire about Jerry Lee Lewis, right?
Oh, yeah. Great movie.
Great movie, and it shows what a wild rock and roller Jerry Lee was. Jerry Lee started doing promotional tours to promote the movie. He went to Three Rivers Stadium. That's Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He went to Three Rivers Stadium, but the game was so rained out that they couldn't even put him on the field to perform his music for the crowd. He said, "Well, I come all this way," as Jerry Lee Lewis talks. And he says, "Don't you have an organ up in the PA booth?" And they said, "Well, yeah, that's, you know, the organ that we use for the game. Take me up there." He did a whole concert for the stadium on the PA organ and the PA mic. And this is a rock and roller. Check this out. It's not bad.
Oh, you jerk my nerve, girl, you rattle my brain.
All right.
Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will. What a thrill. Three balls of fire. I let the love go, my body's funny. You came along and you blew me, honey. I changed my mind. Love is fine. And this could raise you.
He gets a lot of knocks against him, but how cool is that? That he says, "I'm going to perform."
He's still chugging, right? He's still with us.
Chugging is strong. He's still alive. He's still performing. He was not at the most recent, but last year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he seemed sort of stagnant until he performed. And he can still do it, man.
That's
he can
cool.
still got the voice and still
Jerry Lee,
Jerry Lee, and also cousins with Jimmy Swaggart. And now
yes,
you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, wonderful. I thought that was very cool that he actually gave them
very
a show.
Cool. Very
All right,
cool.
Let us close with this. We talked a lot about marijuana already, so let's keep that chugging along. This is the first year that the Oregon State Fair is going to have a judging competition for growing marijuana.
This is interesting. This year, for the first time ever, marijuana plants will compete in the Oregon State Fair. The winner will be whichever marijuana grower remembers to show up.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yeah, we'll get mail this weekend. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our new address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS, and please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, ladies and gentlemen,
the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode has been brought to you by White Noise, the latest update for free. White Noise, the extremely popular app that helps millions sleep better, now allows you to share your audio experiences with the entire White Noise community. Download White Noise for free by TM Soft from iTunes or Google Play. And don't forget to give them an updated 5-star review to show your support for TMOS, TM Soft, and our boy Tomo.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.